You are listening to Proudly Resents.
Oh, reason. I cannot hear you well. Hi, this is Tommy Wiseau. Proudly Resents.
The cult movie podcast.
The Adam Spiegel Man Show.
To all you Proudly Resent listeners out there, just remember, you can't piss on hospitality. Oh,
hello.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello. This is Prowler.
Keep saying hello, you tit.
This is Prowlerzents, Prowlerzents.com. It's third or fourth Celebrity Apprentice edition. Fourth.
Who cares what Celebrity Apprentice it is? You just need to know that it's still inexplicably moving forward.
It is terrible, right? It's really, really bad.
It's not even that it's bad. It's that it's. It just exists. It's the, I don't know, it's the television equivalent to, I don't even know, I was going to say shelves, but shelves are useful. Moss. You are moss.
Moss. It's TV moss.
Yeah.
So the Celebrity Apprentice this week, spoiler alert, it stunk. No, two people were voted off.
They all got fired.
Yeah. The very funny guy got fired, and then the very boring guy got fired.
I didn't even know who the boring guy was.
Adam Carolla got fired, and the boring guy was Michael Andretti, big race car driver.
Cars.
Yeah, and then his family's, as they hit you over the head with, his family is synonymous with cars.
Apparently but
his,
so.
Yeah, his son Mario Andretti is a bigger star than him, which they accidentally said at some point.
Nice.
Yeah, nice move. But he had to opt out. He had some kind of family emergency. So they brought in the boring father to replace him, who said more than... And they had to do a presentation about cars.
Who fucking cares? That's what I... At least I thought when the first one was... I think the first one was making sandwiches. I thought, they're making sandwiches. Who would have thought that would have been the highlight of the season so far? People making sandwiches. Not me. I thought it was going to go uphill from making sandwiches. It's gone downhill from making sandwiches. Putting things in a window to now looking at a car.
At one point, they said, while they're looking at the car, somebody said to the other one, hey, remember we used to make sandwiches? That was fun. It was exciting.
I long for the days when we made sandwiches.
At least it's,
although,
yeah.
I have to say, normally, I would go on for a long time about
anything.
Pancake faces, moon-faced head, which is something about Mary haircut. This time, I was mesmerized by the fact that Debbie Gibson looked like a $4 whore all the way through.
That much?
She looked like a really bad transvestite. You know, the ones with the beards.
A $4 whore, or as the exchange rate, a 3 pence whore.
That's a £2.50 whore.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, she looked terrible. Her face is really tight and...
Really bad. It was so much what she was wearing, but I don't know who puts her makeup on, but they need to stop that immediately.
Well, whoever puts their makeup on thinks it's a quantity, not quality, because they pay by the pound, I guess. Wow.
It was startling. I was frightened.
I didn't know they made rouge anymore. That was ridiculous.
Blue eyeshadow and bright purple lipstick and... I mean, you know, you can't do much about your nose, can you? But you don't draw attention to it by making all of your makeup point at the only bare patch in your face, which is where your massive man nose is. She needs to cut it out.
Cut out the nose. It was like an arrow pointing to her nose.
Exactly. I couldn't concentrate on what she was saying. I kept thinking, Jesus, what happened to you since last week?
Well, there... Her nose is so big, I was like, oh, it must be 3 o'clock because of the shadow it was casting onto the wall.
Boom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so she should have been voted off, but she was the project manager for the ladies team. Hello, ladies.
Her face should have been voted off.
Wow. Oh, and they did some really dumb car. They did a car presentation. And of course, you're paying whatever. Let's say... I think they paid, my guess is they paid $500,000 for that episode, the car company.
It was a big advert. It was a 2-hour advert for Buick.
Don't say it. They're not paying us anything. Screw them. Don't say the name.
Who's gonna, yeah, like people who listen to this are going to rush out now and buy a Buick. It's called Viceron.
Well, you got to keep going. They're going to trade in their bus pass, our listeners, for a brand new car.
Our listener.
Our listener. Wow, I need a new place to sleep at night after my wife threw me out. Maybe I'll get one of these Viceros that Nico was talking about.
I didn't even know if I could remember those. It was basically a 2-hour PowerPoint presentation with them going, hey, I like cars. Look at this car. Thank you. That's it.
That was the whole thing. But sometimes when they do these adverts on the show, and I say advert because for you, they
thank you. Much appreciated.
Sure, they mask it a little. Like when they made sandwiches, they made it at some sandwich place, you know, and they wore hats with the logo on it. Here they were just like, here, do an ad for a car.
Yeah, and it was just dull. And if Lou Ferrigno doesn't stop acting weird, I think he should be taken off on grounds of mental health problems.
Oh, that makes me, the Lou Ferrigno stuff makes me nuts. It reminded me exactly of a guy I just worked with, which is why I love Apprentice so much, because it's about these lunatics you work with, and you get to see as an outsider all the crazy shit that people do in the office. But
he's just fine, and then he just fucking loses it for no reason.
No, there's whole stuff about they don't utilize me. Which is true, they totally ignored him.
What are they supposed to do with him? What's Lou Ferrigno going to do in a classy car presentation?
Well, they said that his handicap was in the way, but his handicap is not his hearing, his lack of hearing. His handicap is his personality.
Him in general.
Yeah, I mean, he's got hearing aids. I mean, you can understand him well enough. I mean, he's fucking Lou Ferrigno. But, yeah, he's annoying. His big... Yeah, go ahead.
Nothing happened. He had a bit of a poodie. She looked a bit whorish. And then some people looked at a car. And then we went to a boardroom for an hour. We killed time.
Slowly. Oh, they had that M&M woman you were talking about in the first episode.
I see the M&M woman.
What, now you like her? Is that the most exciting part of the episode?
Now it's become the highlight of the episode. At which point is the chocolate M&M woman going to come on and say, ooh, tenuous segue. Boardroom.
That's exactly what happened. A cartoon, sexy brown M&M came on the screen out of nowhere with a boardroom background, and she said something that didn't make any sense, and then the word boardroom.
Yep.
And the episode had nothing to do with M&Ms, which I will gladly promote.
You're glad for M&Ms, yeah. But not the other thing. The beep.
The beep car that will not be named.
Beep it out like a swear word. That's what I'll do. Beep it out.
The
called it the, you know, the Fuckatron 5 seconds.
I would promote the Fuckatron. Oh, look
I
at the leather.
That's a sex toy.
Oh, the Fuckatron?
What's it called? A Sibian machine?
Yes. We can be the one podcast that does not advertise Adam and Eve.
They should do that. They should.
What?
That's what their next car should be. Test driving sex toys. I would gladly see Lou Ferrigno just testing anal beads on Clay Aiken.
Yes. I would gladly see that also.
You'd see that?
Do you think he would complain the whole time? You don't let me do this.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't complain. Just afterwards.
Yeah. Well, from the smell. Sorry. Sorry.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Obviously, you've experienced in these things and I don't. You and Raul.
Raul! Take these out of my butt.
Isn't that Whitney Houston's last song?
And Raul, take these beads out of my butt.
Oh. All right, how old are you? Fuck's sake. But you should be on Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, that would be great.
You are enough of a celebrity to go on there.
Oh, no. No offense to me. Sadly, as a regular person, not far off. With one listener who lives in his car, I'm not far from that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you leave our listener alone. If it wasn't for him, you know, how would we gauge if we were in any way entertaining or charismatic?
Just please, I hope he charges up his iPod. Or she. Because then they can hear us.
It's probably a he.
You think so?
Yeah. Some scraggy-ass Dave's House of T-shirt wearing motherfucker.
Hey, go to Dave's House of T-shirts, proudlyresents.com/BUY to buy any kind of film T-shirt, any kind of wacky Fletch T-shirt, any movie you love. Because you got to wear shirts. You got to wear shirts, Nico.
You have to wear shirts or not. Or you don't have to wear shirts.
No, I think our one listener should wear a shirt.
Who yes. cares? Just slowly, if you listen
yes.
very carefully. Dave, the listener, to the way I'm speaking, you can hear a kind of groaning noise, and that is me slowly losing the will to live. It's being ebbed out of me by this fucking program where nothing happens.
Nothing happened.
Shit all happens.
And then they leave on, luckily, they left Lou Ferrigno. It's between Lou Ferrigno and the boring guy. Lou's obviously going to start trouble with everybody, so they leave him. Even though in the real world, even though this game doesn't make any sense, they would have got rid of him. But because he says, let's give me a chance, I want to do it. And everyone's like, he doesn't want to do it. And it's true. He just wants to do what he wants to do.
That's be Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, his dumb idea no one's allowed to say no to. That's why I like this show.
At one point, didn't he say, I was the Hulk. Couldn't I crush the car? Or couldn't I pick the car up? Or something redundant like that.
Right, who cares? No, you were the Hulk 50 years ago.
I think the new generation wouldn't see you as the Hulk. You're not CGI.
Oh, that's true.
There's a new Hulk. Just get used to it, man.
It's called a cartoon.
You are old Hulk.
But I worked with a guy just like him who was not deaf. No, he
who had no excuses for being an asshole. He just right. wasn't deaf. He was just a twat.
He was a twat. Like, he wouldn't do anything you asked him to do, anything, but then he would just pitch ideas. And when he said no to the ideas, because they're all terrible, he would get mad and then push those ideas. Finally, he's going to start doing work, making his ideas work. So we're on set. And finally, I was like, you're working against the show. Do you see what you're doing? You're not helping the show. So on the shoot day, the talent asked for a cup of coffee, and we're standing at craft services, which is tables with food and coffee and everything. And I said, could you get her a cup of coffee? And he goes, how? There are no cups. And I was like, well, you can go inside. There's a kitchen because we're doing a cooking show. And grab a cup. And she wants cream and sugar. Well, I don't know where the sugar is. Again, full kitchen, cooking show.
If you spent half the time you are complaining about stuff that you can't do, trying to make the stuff that you can do possible, it would have been done by now.
That shirt could be bought at House of Dave's House of T-shirts at proudlyresents.com/BUY.
Because words of wisdom.
Yes.
I have many words of wisdom.
Go ahead.
My favorite being, knowledge is just a byproduct of curiosity. Huh? That's mine. I came up with that.
I like it.
You like it? You like it? Put that on a T-shirt. And the other one you can put a T-shirt is, what are you fucking looking at?
Yeah. One of them will be a bigger seller.
Just, are you fucking looking at? Just swear words in a t-shirt are always good.
Always good. Would it be the actual word or would it be ampersand at sign? No.
The actual word.
I like it.
I like it. I think the world's ready for it. Put that on Apprentice. Make the most offensive t-shirt.
This will be the most offensive t-shirt ever, Donald Trump.
Santorum's face in a t-shirt.
That is offensive.
That is offensive.
We don't know if Dave, our one listener, is a Republican or not.
I don't care. You know how crazy Santorum is because it's made its way over to this country. Everybody's laughing at him in this country now. They don't care about Newt Gingrich, they don't care about Mitt Romney, they don't care about any of them. They don't even know who they are. But they do know that there's a crazy man called Santorum who's being crazy.
It was crazy when he talked against colleges for snobs.
Obama wants to put everyone in college. Well, what a snob! Dick.
That's great.
Absolute dick.
you mean a black person. So everything he says about Obama, you can say, you mean a black guy. Is that what you're trying to say? Playing on the fears and racism that we hold dear to our heart.
They keep talking about him as if he hasn't been president for 3 years. He's going to do this. But wouldn't he have done that by now?
That's true.
He's going to do this.
He's going to make you have health care. He's going to make you go to college for free. He's going to... His wife wants you to eat broccoli.
Do they have to say it like that?
Like what?
Broccoli!
Yes. All right, let's wrap this up. Anything else to talk about with the apprentice and the girl and the person? Terrible episode.
It's just shit.
Just going
it's just,
downhill.
I just want it to be better. The only thing that's come out of this whole debacle is I waste 2 hours of my life every week. And I like that Aubrey woman, the one with the red hair. I'm liking her now. I want her to win.
Do you think she's less crazy than when it started or
oh,
more?
No, she's not less crazy. But she's most interesting and she seems to be the only one that gets anything done. That Miss World woman can fuck off.
Ah, beautiful.
I'm worrying about how she only ever does things because people think she looks nice. Put her in charge and she's useless because all she does is stand around and look nice.
She does a great job at it, by the way.
She does a standing around looking nice. She's tip-top.
Tip-top?
Tip-top.
She's the Donald Trump of standing around.
She's the bee's knees. If anything constructive or, you know, cerebral, you can fuck that up the ass.
Okay. And speaking of, I think that Aubrey woman, she's crazy. She's saying in all these interviews, she's like, I'm more than just a Playboy model, Playboy playmate. By the way, she was never a Playboy playmate. She was a semi-famous person with big boobs who agreed to do Playboy. And they said, yeah, what are we, dumb? And so now she's elevating herself, which is a weird thing to be like, how dare you think you're a Playboy playmate? But she
does the only one that, she's the only one that says what she's thinking. And I
which
like
is nothing.
Little side, when Debbie Gibson started singing and people applauded, she turned to the camera and went, oh, thank God they knew who she was.
Oh, me, ouch.
Like, you're going to listen to Debbie Gibson whether you bought a ticket or not. Which is true. Debbie Gibson seems to be trying to, you know, cram her fucking transvestite-faced voice into the public sphere. And this woman's not having any of it.
Every week. And do you feel like Aubrey, like, in the future, will use her accomplishments on the TV show Celebrity Apprentice as if they're real accomplishments? You know, I won the sandwich competition, and
you know,
so I
successfully
think,
presented to a car company and told about how my mum was once in a car, but then it was fine.
Talk about that. She tells a story to sell this car about her mom alluding that her mom died in a car crash, and then admits that not to the TV audience, her mom was never even in a car crash. And she goes, the emotion from the story welled me up so much I was crying from the made-up story
I was
in
so
this fake world.
From the non-existent story. I got the name of the car wrong twice.
Twice? And someone should have told you, you're making this up.
It says something when even the people who are doing the program and the people in the audience all agree that the most entertaining part was when Penn Jillette went into the boot. Or the trunk, sorry, of the car.
Thank you.
See, I'm bilingual. I'm trilingual.
You speak English and whatever it is you guys speak
and
over
English.
There in England.
You're so funny. I shit myself. It's, you know, it was the most entertaining. Big man gets into boot of car. Hilarious.
That's the episode title.
Donald Trump loses his temper like a fucking spoiled little twat.
When?
Even if you're not going to tell me whether everyone's going to come back and two of you are going to get fired. Because I'm Donald Trump and I dip my hair in gold.
Well, they said, oh, you should have done it. Now two of us are going to get fired. Or they had too many celebrities, so in case someone quit. Yeah, they're like, we need to get rid of two people this week. And the men's team has too many people. And Mike Andretti is boring.
And then what's his name? The one with the mustache, the one that does the bikes. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything this entire episode.
No.
Nothing
still more entertaining than Michael Andretti.
Can't even remember who else is in there. Arsenio Hall should keep his hat on. His head frightens me.
Oh my god, it looks like an ant.
Looks like a light bulb.
Yeah, yeah. He always was a weird looking dude. Even when he had hair and a couple pounds on him, he was still crazy with his teeth.
Yeah, and his chin. Ooh. Maybe they got the most unfortunate faces and put them together.
Bad face apprentice.
There's not one normal looking person on that entire show.
Miss Universe.
Well, that is her job, to look normal. Well, she doesn't look normal, does she? She looks airbrushed and sort of pinched.
That's how all people look.
Stick up her ass.
That's how we all look in L.A.
No, it's not. I lived in L.A. I didn't look like that. That's why I don't live there anymore.
We threw you out.
I got kicked out.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Here's
a mirror and a one-way ticket.
You seem to have your own breasts. Get out.
Are those real? Yes. Get out.
Get out. We don't want your sort here with your non-Botox face and your real boobs and your massive ass. That's why I prefer New York. A massive ass is a bonus there.
Oh my God, you could be mayor. Cab drivers love you there.
They do. I'm very much looking forward to going back.
When are you going back?
Just for the cab drivers. I don't think I'm coming over in the summer again, I think.
June?
July.
All right.
I think it's July.
Let's wrap this up. This has been ProudlyResents.com. Wow, that toast was really... Something's going on there.
Toast.
No wonder they got ready out of L.A.
I've been drinking Diet Coke and toast. I'm surprised I've made it through this 20-odd minutes without burping frantically into the microphone.
Well, that's why we had to throw you out of L.A. We have enough problems with smog.
Boom! You need
your gases.
You're not even from L.A., you twat. So why are you going on about it?
I am an L.A.-er.
You're not.
No, I'm not.
No.
Oh, yeah, there's no Jews in L.A.
I said you're too Jewy. There's little Jews, but they keep quiet about it.
They know better. They know their place here, the Jews.
Exactly. You come along with your big Jewy face.
It is kind of offensive, my face.
It is very offensive. You should be on Celebrity Apprentice.
You know, I like Adam. I don't know who he is, but the Jewy face really throws me.
I love that Jewy face of his. He should be in New York.
Yeah, I got a sweatshirt and one of the zips up and says New York on it, like a hoodie. And my brother says, oh, look at you. I have to tell everyone in L.A. you're from New York. Really? They can't fucking tell from my nose, my hair, my face.
Your voice.
I walked into 7-Eleven to buy coffee when I first moved to L.A. The guy goes, you're not from here. I was like, you're not from here. And he goes, no, you're from New York. And I was like, how the fuck do you know? Meanwhile, I'm wearing a black leather jacket buying coffee at 4 in the afternoon.
You could have been the Fonz.
I felt like the Fonz last night. I was wearing a sweater. And a collar shirt underneath. And I was like, I look like Henry Winkler does now. I finally look like the Fonz.
So you're going to say that you were fingering two girls behind a bin?
All right. ProudlyResents, ProudlyResents.com. Listen to our show. We talked to the founder of Razzie's Awards. And we got some controversy. And you can hear about that.
Controversy.
If you think Adam Sandler should go to the Razzies,
yes.
Go to our Facebook page. And comment on that. And please, if you have any comments about Celebrity Apprentice or the weird faces on him, keep...
Cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares at all. Also, check out Dream Tweet, the game show to go. Very funny show. Nico, have you listened to my other 18 podcasts?
Always.
You
always
do.
Always. I have a special night. I run a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And put my MP3 player in the sink, in the pipe it, like it was a big speaker. And roast pepper.
Now, here's what...
Sometimes I masturbate, sometimes.
ProudlyResents, ProudlyResents.com. At ProudlyResents is our Twitter handle, if you can handle it. And check out Dream Tweet. Thank you, Nico.
Yes.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Toast.